you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, fellow addicts? This is Shannon, the producer of The SDR Show. On today's episode, joining Ralph Sutton and guest co-host Mike Figgs, it is Michael Starr and Satchel of the band Steel Panther. They are such a fun interview and tell such great stories. Definitely listen all the way to the end. Also, know that we do this show live every single Wednesday and Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. You can watch that absolutely for free, but the best way to support the show is to go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use promo code SDR. That will give you a 1 week free trial, which gives you access to every single episode of this show that we've ever done, all 601 episodes, as well as every episode of every show on the entire Gas Digital Network. If you're listening on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to rate, review, tell a friend. You guys have been great in helping the show to grow tremendously. Also, go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. Here it is right now, the Steel Panther episode of The SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the host. It's beat, our beat, it's hookers and blow.
All righty. It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We are in Studio B, first time co-hosting.
Oh, hell yeah.
Who is a goddamn huge fan of this band. And how I know is because at Skankfest 2 years ago, when these guys headlined, you were sitting next to me with a fucking grin that I've never seen on you before. It is Mike Figgs. How are you, buddy?
I'm very happy to be here. I was actually in the front, so I could have went VIP, yeah. But I just went right in front.
Right. It is funny.
And it was incredible.
By the way,
spit, semen, it was
one
wild.
A great Sorry moment to okay. start with that is that you guys were at Skankfest 2 years ago.
Was it 2 years ago?
2 years. It wasn't. It was 2020.
Damn.
Right? Yeah. Today we're 21.
21?
In 2021.
I'll tell you, man, this pandemic has changed everything with the
timing.
Trying to remember stuff. It's really crazy. It was already difficult.
Yeah.
You can say that again, Mark.
let's introduce them.
Michael.
Off air, we said, I think I know you guys 22 years. It is the singer and guitarist of one of my favorite bands of all time, Steel Panther. How are you guys?
It's great to be here.
Yeah, it is wild how fun. So you've done the show now. This will be the third time. First was at Irving Plaza in 2018 or 2019.
Wow.
And then we did a Zoom one during the chaos of the Zoom.
Yep. Yes.
And now
I was
finally,
naked from the waist down.
I am right now. We always are. And now, thank God, you guys are back and actually in the Gas Digital Studios.
This is amazing.
And
we've really come a long way.
It is
Studio
wild.
B.
Studio B. By the way,
what does A look like?
That's A right there. So here's the funny thing is that it's not a brag, but I own the network with a guy, Lewis, who you guys probably met at Skankfest.
Yeah, Lewis.
And I will not kick out people of A, even though I have the power.
Right.
Just feel it's shitty to do that.
Sometimes you have to flex it. I just don't want to do it. No, just go in when they're in the middle of something and kick them the fuck out.
I mean, Lewis would do that. Lewis would do that in a heartbeat.
Lewis, 100%.
Yeah, I just feel it's shitty to do that.
Because
you're a good
guy.
Feel
that way,
it seems like that way.
It's exhilarating when you do it.
But the people respect you more when you're mean.
Maybe. I have no, totally. Now we're
Shut up, Satchel.
That's why I fire him from the band like every other week.
That's nice.
And it just keeps him in check and then he doesn't.
But it also makes me grateful that I have a job again.
Every time you get around.
And every time I rehire.
Like Vince Neil, every time he was rehired on Motley Crue.
Every time I rehire Michael, it's for less money. And I don't even think I can.
And now he actually pays you to be in the band at this point.
Yeah, it's pay to play.
Thank you.
By the way, in doing research, I learned something. Happy birthday tomorrow. It's your birthday? Is that right?
Oh, my God. It's your birthday again.
Is that wrong?
Not yet. It's in May.
It's in May. Oh, it's May. I thought it was March. Maybe I saw it wrong.
Thank God.
Is this the big 8-0 or?
No, it's the big 6-9.
What's up? Yeah, dude.
I thought that was on the bus.
I'm going to be 58.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right.
No, there's no way you're going to be 58. You got to be kidding me.
Well, you know, with the modern medical surgeries I've had.
You're having a stroke. I think you're having a stroke, Mike.
I already had the stroke. But yeah, man, it's true. It's going to happen, and you know we're all going to die eventually. But you know, let's have a great time until we get there.
I am.
Promise me you'll never die.
I will never die.
I'm the oldest guy that is here at Gas Digital. Are you the oldest in the band out of the four?
Oh yeah,
by far.
Dude, these are like my little kids.
By far.
By far. You're 50?
No, 52, dude. I'm like 30.
You guys are crushing my dreams. I thought you were all 27.
Well, yeah.
I thought all you guys were like in your early
30s. Doesn't matter if we're older. We still like to, you know, can we swear? What's podcast, the limit here?
Everything, you can.
Yeah.
This is America, dude. They can't censor people in America.
Let's get into that. I wanted to ask you a question.
Whoa. I wasn't done.
Go ahead.
Fucking heavy metal rules.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Fucking agree with you. Finally, we agree on something.
All right. The video that's the newest video, which is Friends with Benefits, where you're pitching ideas on a sort of Shark Tank thing, right?
Yes.
There is full nudity on YouTube of boobies.
Yep, and it hasn't been age-gated.
How the fuck?
It's Jason Lifeberg and Kevin Ceramani that made that all happen.
You gotta suck the right dicks. Guys.
That's what I need to know which dicks that is, because I'll be first in line.
I've been sucking his dick for 7 years, and you know I still work at Dave and Buster's.
Listen, if you suck enough dicks, there's gonna be some right ones in there.
You see, first of all, I don't know who the blonde is. I really like the blonde in the video.
Oh, it's Michael.
His name is Michael Sarr. He's 58 years old.
Hey, I'm yours. Hey, he liked the blonde chick too.
Oh, I liked her a lot.
Yeah, she was hot.
The tan one. The tan all the way to the far right.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, that was my favorite. Yeah. She was nice and tan.
My chick that I ended up with, the old cougar, looked like she came from a Russian camp or something.
Oh, yeah.
She was cool. Like, she was a little beat up, but man, she was smart.
Yeah.
She knew right where my penis was, and it was a great day.
That's what I was going to say. Like, do you guys get to pork all these chicks? I'm assuming yes.
Of course we do.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, that's like, and it's not really like, it's not written into the contract.
Yeah.
But it is.
It's just, it's like Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Sure.
No, trust me, we paid them very well to be in the video. They knew what they were walking into. And if they decide to suck one of our dicks, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean?
If you decide to suck one of our dicks, it might make your $50 $100.
There you go.
You know,
I think it was it the last record or the record before the Gods of Pussy? Is that
Heavy Metal Rules?
Okay. Heavy Metal Rules.
I was currently, up until about 3 months ago, dating a chick that was in that video.
Really?
That's great, because I fucked everyone.
Good.
Nice.
We are not Eskimo Brothers 12 times over right now.
Ralph. How does Satchel's dictate?
Yeah, yeah, dude. Your cum is on his mouth.
A little Russian. Tastes a little borschty, but it wasn't bad.
Well,
yeah, that's pretty. That was like when she told me I was in a rock band video once. I'm like, what is Steel Panther? I'm like, Steel Panther? Which fucking video? And I'm like, oh, shit, that's cool. She's in the video, so that makes me feel good.
She's like, I'm the glory hole.
Yeah, I mean, why not, right? But
she was great.
Which one was it?
She's a Russian girl. Shocking. So remember I brought a wackadoo Russian chick?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. You got good taste in women.
And one time I brought a girl at an Irving Plaza backstage, and Yilti goes, Ralph, what are you doing? She was like 20, and you're like, come on, dude, get your shit together. It's ridiculous. But she was hot. The girl, her name is, I'm not going to say her name.
I only said that because I was jealous.
Yeah, of course.
That's all it is. I mean, you know, there's a lot of beautiful young women out there that need guidance.
That's true.
100%.
And it brings me to a very important point, which is, as we know each other forever.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be in, I think, 3 different videos over the years.
You could never make it.
I know. Well, one time my father died. Sorry.
Right. Well, that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Yeah. And then one, I forget. But it's time. This new album. I'm sure you're going to do another video.
Yeah.
It's
for this,
time to
for
get.
This record?
For this record.
I tell you what, you paid the budget for the video and you're in.
Yeah.
Right. I'll fly myself out.
Check it out. You guys came in, right? And I shit myself and I was wishing I had a teleporter.
That's cool. Yeah,
put me in teleporter.
You really did shit yourself.
I shit myself. I was shitting blood. Really bad.
Smelled your shit in the bathroom.
I tried my best to like fucking spray something. I apologize.
You know what? It wasn't bad.
He was trying to hold it till after you guys left.
Yeah.
And then he was like, no, it's not going to happen. I got to go now. And then you got to all experience the post.
It was
Don't
nice
you
to
feel
walk.
Like that's a cool thing when you? I mean, you should be able to shit whenever you want. Like, it sucks that you have to go to a bathroom, but don't you feel like you
just let it go walking down the street?
It'd be nice if we could all just shit. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about starting to wear diapers. I know he's been wearing them for years.
Oh, he is 58, right?
If you just let it go wherever you want, like, isn't it? It's a liberating feeling, right?
For me, it's great. I can go anywhere.
Like, I can just tell by the look on your face, it's like a little baby.
Yeah, dude, you look so young. You guys are really good looking. You guys are good looking guys.
Thank you.
Like in real life.
If you're trying to suck the right dick, you're on the right path.
He loves it.
He loves it.
I like it.
In the Friends with Benefits video, there's a lot of interesting inventions for your Shark Tanky-esque people.
Yes.
Did any of those inventions actually come to fruition, or you just made the mock-ups for the video?
No, I mean, I'm selling them out of the back of my Isuzu after every show. So there's a lot of, Slick Nuts, your balls are totally
slick.
Slick.
But right, I did. There's a problem with Slick Nuts. It's giving me some sort of like fungal thing.
You think it's from Slick Nuts and not from
definitely. Because once I started using it, it's itchy like all the time, and I know it's not crabs because everything's clear. I can see. You know.
Yeah. Right. Well, you don't really have to use Slick Nuts entirely because you're part Mexican, and Mexicans. Have you ever seen a Mexican guy? Like, with you're Mexican, right?
I'm Puerto Rican, but it's okay. You're racist, fuck.
You grow like
partial facial hair, and they got a lot of, like, it's only like a little bit of hair.
Like Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Johnny Depp.
Just a little furry thing.
A Puerto Rican beard. It's called a Puerto Rican beard. Like, it's not the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
you have a Puerto Rican beard on your balls?
Kind of. What he's trying to say is that'll grow a lot of hair.
You got to show him. I got to see him.
Yeah, I'll show you later.
As a representative of the Latino community, show me your cock.
I'm just telling you.
I sounded like an offer.
Still up in my head. But yeah, man, it's been a great time. I love playing tennis. You know, it's fun. It's relaxing. Pickleball's really good too for older people.
Yeah, I play paddle tennis, and they made fun of me on the show because we lost the court because some other guys like starting shit on the paddleball court, and I didn't want to get into. I'm like, I'm gonna get in a fight over fucking paddleball.
Dude, that's so gangster.
It's so gay. So we just left. It was so stupid.
I said gangster. You said gay.
Yeah. By the way,
I was thinking gay the whole time.
I say gangster. You say gay.
Talking about Mexicans and gays, right? how the fuck are you guys not getting at all canceled with songs like Asian Hooker and everything else? Like, how is that not blown up in your face yet?
Where was it we played? We played in
Iowa?
No, we didn't play in Iowa.
San Francisco.
No.
Silicon Valley.
Nope. No, you're thinking about the bank.
Dubai.
No, we played in
Georgia.
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Was it Baltimore?
Oh, yeah. Rams Heads Live.
No, before Baltimore. Where did we play?
That was Atlanta.
A couple nights ago, we got, I'm not kidding you, the oldest Asian hooker that we've ever had on stage. She must have been 70. She's probably 70 years old.
Yeah, that was Buckhead in Atlanta.
And I knew, like, I pointed him. I was like, dude, look at that. Get her up on stage. We brought her on stage. She was probably 70 years old.
She was older than that, dude.
78.
Okay.
She was just having the best time dancing to Asian Hooker and grinding. I was grinding on her and stuff.
It was great.
It was amazing. And, like, you can't.
And I kissed her.
Yeah, you
hell
can't
yeah
get
like
canceled.
For real.
You can't get canceled as much as people want to cancel you. When they see a 78-year-old Asian hooker dancing and having a great time to Asian Hooker, they're like, "Well, you know what? She's digging it. Like, how can you?"
It in this world that we live in here at Gas Digital,
right?
Yeah,
it's a constant issue where people are trying to get comedians on the network canceled for shit that they say or do.
I know people have tried to cancel us,
and I just can't. Like, it's gives me a comforting feeling that not only are your songs just as ridiculous and fun as ever, but you got nudity in the videos, you got ridiculous fucking sex inventions, and you're not canceled yet. It's nice to see that.
Yeah, well, people still like to have sex, you know?
Yeah.
And you want to get, if we wanted to get canceled, we'd know how to do it. We just start talking about politics and posting about shit.
But that's why you guys are the last real rock and roll band.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Right.
And
none of this
bullshit. What
happened
to all these other fucking guys?
They all suck. 1975, could suck my dick, the Killers, it's all, who's going to teach you about eating pussy?
Right,
Steel
exactly.
Panther's going to teach you about eating
that's
pussy.
What we're doing.
Not this fucking bullshit. Fucking Linkin Park and all this bullshit. Dude, I don't want to be depressed. I want to be happy when I listen to rock.
We're the real deal, and we're out there, and we're going to keep it alive. And people, you know, occasionally there's people that try to cancel. Like, we had a deal with, you guys heard of the Pussy Melter, right? With the Pussy Melter foot pedal?
I remember the Pussy Melter foot pedal.
Well, they tried to cancel us and
because it wasn't actually melting pussies and it was like...
To be honest with you, I don't even know what's offensive about
that.
Well,
I got canceled. DirecTV canceled my service.
Oh, because you haven't paid them since 1987?
That's probably when I fired you, right?
I was broke. I had no way to do anything.
But yeah, I mean, like, you know, people, the great thing about Steel Panther fans is that when people try to cancel us, our fans just come in and say, fuck you, man. You're not canceling this bullshit. And we don't even have to defend ourselves. It's great.
Thank God.
It's nice to stay out of that arena because once you jump in it, it's hard to get back out. It's like swimming with hot naked chicks.
And that's really the problem with cancel culture. And they know that because they go, hey, motherfucker, you're racist. And they try to cancel you. as soon as you try to defend yourself, you look guilty.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I didn't molest kids. Wait, well, you didn't molest kids. Wait, how did
wait,
you?
No one said anything about that.
You're a little too defensive here. And how come there's a 15-year-old on your lap? Yeah, what the fuck?
That's like that for $50, will you stop beating your wife? It's like, there's no way to answer that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So just don't play the game.
That's a good one, dude.
Never heard that
$50 bucks, would you stop beating your wife?
Yeah.
God, that's so tricky.
Yeah, it is tricky.
What do you say?
Like, I'm not married.
You're so smart.
I know.
By the way, let me ask you this. So, on the Prowls, the new album, really digging. He said, "Fuck the 1975. Love the 1987. Great song.
Yeah, 1987 was great.
Great song. Great video. But because at this point, you guys forget about that. You've been putting out albums for 22 years or so.
Seems like a long time.
I have to imagine when you're writing all these fucking songs that, let's be honest, every hair band from the 80s wishes they would write now. Has anyone hit you guys up, like, of the Slaughter, Cinderella world to co-write shit with them? Has that ever happened?
No, I think it's, well, I mean, listen, we've got our own real estate in that, and I think it's great because, listen, there's going to be people out there that don't understand what we do or don't like it, and we don't really give a shit.
Right.
So we do what we love. We write about shit that we love, and we write about shit that we know, doing drugs and fucking girls and getting our dicks sucked. And, you know, and listen, there's that song, the song of 1987, which is like, it's more nostalgic. It's less gratuitous, but it's really still shit that we know. We know 1987. Yeah. It was, you know, the lyrics are more poignant than some of the other shit that we do, but it's also fucking real. Right. Like when you hear Asian Hooker or you hear The Shocker or you hear Glory Hole, that's all very real too. But then when you hear 1987, like I think the thing about music is when you hear something and it's not real, you can sense it somehow. And with Steel Panther, we're writing about shit that we love and it's all real. And even if it's dirty or offensive, it's still real. That's why our fans are like, this is the real deal. Like, you know, and it's like that with all music. Like you can try to, when you hear something that's meant to be commercial and trying too hard to reach everybody, it sounds diluted, it sounds fucking fake, it sounds contrived.
I agree.
And we're not
that
contrived.
So I'm saying so many of these like resurgence records from 80s rock bands are just not that great, you know? Yeah. And your songs are like, fuck it. If like Motley Crue, their last song was a fucking cover, or whatever the fuck that was, right? Yeah. And the newer songs have been not good. I'm surprised they haven't hit you guys. I'm like, hey, can we at least co-write a song with you guys?
Yeah. No. I mean, you know, listen.
Motley Crue, ask us to co-write.
Why not?
Why not?
Let's say Motley. But let's say Slaughter or Cinderella or somebody that might need a little nudge. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, obviously, I think part of the reason for that is, like, a lot of those bands are still, they're still, you know, of the mentality that like, radio really matters, right?
Right.
Like, we've got to write a song to get it on the radio. People are not going to come to us to write a song to get on radio because we don't get on the radio.
So fucking catchy, hooky, fun song.
Right. Our songs, I think, are catchy and hooky and they've got all that stuff that could be on a radio. Like, it's got the hooks, but we made a decision a long time ago. We don't give a shit about pandering to the radio lyrically.
But if you change the lyrics and put them in, they could be mainstream songs. That's
absolutely
all I'm saying. So that's why I'm surprised that hasn't happened, is all I'm saying.
Well, you know, we're not going away. You know, we've outlived a lot of people.
Yeah, you're together longer now than most of the bands that you originally were doing covers
and,
of.
And press.
Right.
We've outlived a lot of press people.
It is really wild.
But I think stopping.
The reason why that is, though, is because we picked the path early on and said, we're going to do this. And it's probably going to offend a bunch of people, and we're probably not going to get it on the radio, but who gives a shit? Let's fucking do it, and we're going to do it really well. And because of that, our fans are like, hell yeah. As soon as we fucking sell out and go, hey, we're going to try to get on the radio, and we're going to water shit down, people are going to go, fuck you.
Oh, they hate it so much.
So we don't do that.
Well, that's the whole reason people like us.
Yeah, of course.
In my opinion, I think people enjoy what we sing about.
Of course.
You give guidance. Fun.
By the way, I told you, the Instagram song, I couldn't relate to more. Fuck, man. That's like been so up my alley. It's happened to me as a guy that exclusively meets girls off of Instagram. Fucking really speaks to me. That girl from the video, I met her on Instagram.
So did you really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that's the same. That
how really, does she look in person?
She's great. Yeah. She didn't use any filters. What's that new bold filter that everyone's using?
Bold glamour.
Yeah. Made me look fucking great.
Dude, you ever see some of the chicks? They really can't see because their eyes are bad because they're older, and it's just all blurry, and they don't realize how blurry it is. I've done that shit without my glasses on too. I use filters because I'm, you know.
Yeah, I seldom.
You got a filter on right now, right? Yeah.
I was about to say you got some bold glamour right now. Baby. Botox.
He's just got a permanent filter. It's called makeup.
Now that it's been over 20 years, you guys think you'll ever be asked to be in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? That's possible.
You know, I'm counting on it. I mean,
it's
I think
20 years or 25. I forget what it is.
We will.
It's yeah, we will. I mean,
we're gonna get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We're going to get nominated for a Grammy.
Yes.
And this is our seventh number one Billboard charting comedy record.
You're absolutely awesome. Right. And what's going to happen is the Walk of Fame and the Hall of Fame are going to continue to decline in stature, and we're going to continue to get more popular. And at some point, we're going to meet in the middle, yeah. And they're going to be like, I guess we'll put you guys, and we'll be like, I guess we'll go.
But wait a sec. They put you guys under comedy record?
Yeah, can you believe that? I was like, what the shit?
What's so
what
funny?
Kind of fucking horseshit?
How funny is that?
That's what I'm saying.
That's bullshit.
I get it. How funny is that?
Sweet riffs, great choruses, fucking
that's
awesome
what I'm saying.
Fucking music.
Exactly.
Fucking two good-looking guys whose cocks I want to suck.
Thank you.
Comedy album.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what.
You are scoring points.
At first, when it first happened, we're like, why are we in the comedy chart? That's bullshit. But then we're like, hey, we got number one record.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, fuck, you are a pretty funny looking guy.
There you go.
And you know what? Maybe you're in the right fucking category.
And my penis curves to the left, but it's a hard left.
it's a fucking
dick.
Yeah. It's a hilarious penis.
All right, before we go any further, you know these guys. And it's just one way to tell you exactly who we're talking about. It's $60 kilos. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then man, you've not been listening to the SDR show. Because that unattainable number that no one in the world in Kratom could have possibly accomplished was only accomplished by YourKratom.com. For years, entrepreneurs, scientists, academics all tried to solve this $60 kilo problem. Nobody could figure it out. Then YourKratom.com comes along and bam, $60 kilos all day. How did they solve this problem of $60 kilos? Will anyone else ever solve the problem of $60 kilos? Who gives a shit? What you need to know is if you go to YourKratom.com right now and you do that $60 kilo, you'll get that there with high quality service, great strains of Kratom, and delivered direct to your door. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into it. And also, by the way, just for the purposes of this video, of this interview, I signed up for your Rock and Talk dating app.
Fuck.
Yeah, there are not a lot of New York fans in there.
Can we turn some air on in there?
Yeah, it's hot as fuck.
Are you okay?
Can we get this one?
Yeah. You're not going to die suddenly, are you?
No.
Shannon, is it going to be on heat? Or
I'm not back.
All right.
Oh, thanks, son.
Thank you.
It's Kenneth. Really hot. Like, I'm excited. He wants to suck our dicks.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a long time. And
I know you guys get a lot of beef on the road, and you need somebody to tag along and clean your cocks in between shifts.
That's called a drummer.
Are you going to make it?
Styx might watch this. Maybe we should censor it. No, fuck that. We're keeping it in.
It's a bass player thing.
But you can have some sloppy fours. Dude, I'd love to take me on the road. I want to go to Detroit.
Are you coming to the show tonight?
There's a show tonight?
No.
There's a fucking show tonight. There's going to be so much fucking loose pussy at our show tonight.
Oh yeah. One of the Irving Plaza shows I went to, I've never seen so many fucking hot chicks at a rock show. It was like going back to 1989.
You guys are going to be at Irving Plaza tonight?
Tragedy and Crobot, two other bands that have been on the show.
Listen, if you guys can get me in, I'm going to be at the comedy club at 9 o'clock that's attached, the stand.
Dude, come on.
So I'm hosting there.
Oh, yeah,
so
we're going at 10.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
Is
it right down the street?
I'm going to take advantage of you. You smelled my shit, and now you got to give me VIP passes.
You got it.
We got to do it.
We said tickets, but if you want, no, that's cool, man. I'm glad you can come.
Oh, dude, I'll be awesome.
Definitely.
I told him that I'm on the. I can probably come. I don't know, but we'll see where I am.
I can make it come.
Do you have kids now?
No, I've never married. No kids.
Oh, cool. You're like David Lee Roth.
Well, then you don't really know if you're coming. It might be shooting blanks.
I mean, at this point, who knows? Yeah. But yeah, never married, no kids. Not even close.
Jesus.
Although, you guys remember my ex, Dawn, that I was with for like 7 years.
Yeah,
I met her a couple
God,
times.
God, it's freezing in here.
Now it's kind of chilly. It is too much now. It is too much.
No, it's
anything
perfect.
You want, Michael Starr.
It's perfect.
Shannon, take out your tits
Shannon,
and put it to
it.
A nice 75. It's ridiculous. It's 40 degrees.
It's perfect. I was just trying to
be a lead singer.
Yeah.
Can I get more verb on my vocals, please?
Guys, can I ask a quick question?
Ask questions.
Do you guys know Tiger Woods?
Well,
I don't.
You know what? I don't think anybody really knows Tiger Woods.
He doesn't show his true self to anybody. That's why he hides behind drugs and alcohol.
But he is kicking so much ass.
I mean, who's made a song about Tiger Woods? Nobody. Steel Panther.
Listen, there are other people that have written songs about Tiger Woods, but nobody's written a better song about Tiger Woods.
No, nobody's written anything. I did the research. There's
Tiger has fucked girls to his own song that we wrote about him. I guarantee you.
I mean, there's no way that didn't happen.
No, he definitely.
Actually, the song is a lesson, and Tiger has heard it. You know, we've got confirmation he's heard it. And it gives him, you know, an idea of what not to do the next time.
100%. 100%.
I mean, did you see Tiger recently, like when he handed, I think it was, or it was Justin. He's handed Justin.
Trudeau?
Timberlake?
Not Justin Trudeau, no. Oh. Justin, I can't remember his name. This other golfer buddy, he handed him a fucking tampon on the course.
Oh, because he beat him?
Because he outdrove him. He handed him a tampon, and like the whole golf world was like, you know, it was all the woke people that went like, this is disgusting. You can't hand a tampon to. He was like, fucking lighten up, man.
That's cool.
I was like, fuck yes, Tiger.
It loses a lot of its cool because it is golf. It's not like it's a real badass sport or anything.
Can't we all get along?
So, it's fucking freezing right now.
I mean, shut up. It's beautiful in here.
Are you cold?
It's on 64. That's why. That's a little cold.
Would you guys quit? I swear to God, we have a couple crew guys that can't handle the cold weather.
I love the cold. No, Shannon, I'm kidding.
Shannon, don't listen to these guys.
Tell me about the process as to which that spider landed his gig.
Well, we're talking about that dick sucking thing, right?
All right, yeah.
That was a weird transition.
It was a strange one.
It really was. It caught us by surprise.
Like, you don't expect to lose. We didn't expect to lose a member,
right? I mean, you guys were the four of you for a long time. Ray from Korn was in for a hot minute, right? And back in the old days,
before we did records,
he was in before you were putting out the first band, right? But it's been you four since.
But yeah, we've been the same band for a long, long time. So we didn't expect Lexi to leave the band, but you know. He was
sexual addiction. A dark thing.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Sex addiction is a very powerful thing, and I know that for a fact. So when we were looking for another bass player, we were like, we really did put an open call out, and we tried a lot of people out, got a lot of videos.
We watched every one of the videos.
There were some great characters. There were some really good players.
One guy that I'd say if I were ever to have sex with a dude, he's up on the list pretty high. It's Phil Buckman.
Phil Buckman's he sucks great cock.
He's like Anthony Kiedis up there, man.
He's fucking cool motherfucker, man.
Great guy, great bass player, and very great cocksucker as well. But
he didn't suck cock.
No. Well, he didn't suck your cock though.
How did it end up on Spider? Like, how long did that process?
Well, you know, we had one guy that he won the contest. He was going to be the guy, and we just couldn't come to terms on the business end of it. So we were kind of. Had our backs against the wall with this European tour coming up, and we asked Spider if he would fill in. Mm-hmm. You know, and he said, "Yeah, I will," but you know, I got my other job, and because he works at Starbucks,
and we were like, "Starbucks is like they can hire anybody."
Yeah, he was worried.
He was like in the back.
He was like, "Dude, I mean, you expect me to give up free fucking frappuccinos?
They have a union, dude.
So, anyways, we took him out. He did a great job. He actually did some sub work for some Starbucks regionally
European Starbucks.
Yep. And then we just were sitting in the dressing room one day and we're talking, and he's like. We're like, why aren't you just in the band?
Yeah, why don't you just join the band? We'll pay you $100 a week and you can work at Starbucks. And
we just never thought it because he's always been Lexi's fill-in. Like, that's our mindset. Oh, he's a fill-in guy. He's a fill-in guy. He's a fill-in guy. He's a fill-in guy. And then once we went through a bunch of guys, we realized the guy we actually know the best, are super close with, he's always giving us free coffee.
Yeah,
he's sitting right pops. There. Yeah. You know?
He's got cake pops on hand. You know?
Everybody's got different personalities, but like Lexi, a lot like Lexi, like Spider's self-esteem is very low.
Good.
He's very easy to manipulate, and that's important.
That's all the women I date also, so thanks. Yes.
Perfect.
So you know, the first time you meet a chick, it's like, does she have low self-esteem? Yes. Yeah. Okay,
grow up her dad.
I can date this girl.
The first thing I look for is intelligent. If she doesn't have that, then I know I have a shot, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Same thing with Spider. So Spider checked all the boxes, and we were like, God damn it. You know?
Did you guys all go to high school together? Like, how do you know these guys?
We didn't even go to high school.
I fucked your girlfriend.
Yeah, probably. In front of me, I think. Right. So
it's an honor.
In 2001, I was asked to be at the Rockstar movie premiere.
Okay.
They played the after show.
Okay.
I'd seen you guys the night before at when you were playing, what was it?
Wait, Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Which is every comedian's dream is to be at a rock show and for them to be like, oh, the lead singer can't make it. Who knows the lyrics? Yeah. And to be called up and to shine. That is great. Oh, my God.
They played the after show at, I think it was like at House of Blues or something.
The party. The after party.
And that's where Zach went up and got really drunk. And
Zach was amazing.
Yeah, that was
that
wild.
Night.
He wouldn't get off stage. That was crazy.
Oh, God. Like, I thought he was going to kill us.
LL Cool J sang a fucking Poison tune, I think.
Did he really?
Nuts. Yeah. It was a crazy night.
I don't even remember that.
And he was like, oh, he sang Def Leppard. That's what he sang. Def Leppard. And I came up to you guys after. I said, look, you guys don't fucking know me, but I have a radio show in New York, and I want to bring you guys to New York City. Nobody knew you guys in New York at that time.
Yeah.
And we did a mini tour with you guys in 2001. Right. That's how I met them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That was a great tour, by the way.
It was three or four shows right in the New York area.
Awesome.
And then what was great was a few years later, the album comes out. You invited me to the box for the album premiere, which was great. But then when you headline the M3 Rock Festival, so now it's 20,000 people at the M3 Rock Festival, you're on stage and I'm on the side. You look, you go, Ralph, can you believe that this is fucking going on? I was like, it's fucking great. It's really wild to see that. Yeah. And it's been 22 years. It's wild. You guys did my radio show and you did this multiple times each. I think for every album you've been in one way, shape, or form on something I was doing. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, so thank you for supporting us.
Yeah we've been. You really have been there like the whole time.
The worst memory, though, unintentionally.
Are you going to ask for money or something?
That seems weird, right?
But the thing I felt bad about was we were at a show in Jersey, and then this guy said, hey, I'll take you all to my strip club. And I said, all right, we'll all go, like six of us. And the fucking strip club was like 45 minutes away. Do you remember how pissed we were all so bad? And then you get there and the girls were fucking horrible.
Oh, I know.
It was such a fucking...
But those are always the best experiences.
It was a fun night,
the ones
so
you remember
bad.
The most.
I mean, at the end of the day, going to a strip club is really about being with your buddies.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then just hanging out and having a good laugh, right? It's a good time. So, you know...
No way, dude. I want to meet my future ex-wife at these places.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
And I have an acoustic performance from the first record. You guys, in my old apartment, saying Girl from Oklahoma, and I lost an affiliate because of that performance.
I got you.
Thank you.
Come on, pretty baby, suck my balls all night. The driver says we're leaving, come on in light. Spit out the retainer and do me right. Oh, come on, pretty baby, suck my balls all night.
Shannon, they're talking to you, Shannon.
Oh,
get in
my
here.
God.
Anyways, we can sing songs without any instruments because we actually are musical musicians, man.
We're musical
musicians.
Yeah.
Let me ask your opinion on that. It's been a lot of shit lately about bands doing backtracks. How do you feel about that?
We've been using tracks for years.
For years. You know,
I think it's really funny because, that's who gives a shit. Right?
I know. That's my answer. Who the fuck cares?
Like, we've got keyboards on our backtrack. We got, we got backing vocals.
And I sing 40% of everything live.
It doesn't matter. I mean,
it's good to have standards.
I'm not going to hire a fucking keyboard player to play fucking part and
notes.
Pay him like $40 a week. Like, fuck that. It's
that
just
takes
easier.
Out of my fucking guarantee.
Yeah,
exactly. We're going to do cocaine with that fucking
money. Okay, so we got like a shaker on one. We got some fucking claps and shit, some background vocals. We would have to hire, like you see Guns N' Roses, right? Use Your Illusion 1 and 2. Yeah. They got like 20 people on stage. All they do is put it on tracks and be the five guys. And be
bitching. There's some bands that don't use any tracks, and I'm like, oh, you guys should probably use tracks.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
The bands that don't use any tracks at all are the ones like we could easily go up and not use tracks and sing, and it's not that big of a deal.
I mean, I would need my auto-tune thing.
Right, of course.
Because I don't like when I'm out of key, you know, because it's weird.
I don't know. I think it's funny. I mean, if people want to go, they want to have a great time. They want to hear the songs that you wrote. You know, fuck, man. Who gives a shit if you're putting...
It sure makes no sense. It's so stupid. Was the concert fun? Good. End of story. This is what
it should be. Well, I have to say this. All right. I went and saw Britney Spears. Right?
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
And there's rest in peace. You want to get into Britney Spears, rest in peace.
I brought
she's
a chick
dead.
With me because, you know...
Trying to get pussy.
Exactly. And we're watching. She didn't sing one fucking song.
Yeah. Right.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that.
Was that annoying?
Right. Yeah. That's a little
okay,
extreme.
It was kind of annoying at first because I'm a singer and I want to hear her sing, see what she's got left.
Right.
But she danced so good that she made up for every bit
of it. Fuck,
yeah.
On stage yourself.
That's how I feel about you. Yeah. When I see you dance on stage, I'm like, fuck, I don't give a shit if this old guy sings at all.
Yeah.
Like, look at him shake that ass.
I still got it.
You still got it. And it doesn't matter how much weight you put on, you still shake it like you're fucking...
I own it, man. Because, you know, I don't know if you ever noticed this, but you ever see like a chick that's just a little bit over
overweight.
I love that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I would totally fuck her.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's what I feel like. I put on the 15, 20 extra. I'm like, there's some bitch out there that digs this shit.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And some guys. And whatever, you know, is at the end of the show, at the end of the night.
Whatever happens, happens.
You're talking about transvestites.
Either or. It doesn't matter.
2023, baby. 2023, baby.
I don't care. You know, I don't care what people think about my sexual orientation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We all know you're a freakazoid.
You know, I go by him, and I love pussy. And
dude, I don't even let you dog sit anymore. Are you kidding me? Fuck.
Well, you did let me dog sit, but you ate all the peanut butter.
Well, it wasn't me that ate it.
When you bring up Britney Spears, is there bands that you guys love that are not rock and roll, that role that you love?
Britney Spears.
Besides Britney Spears. Okay.
that aren't rock?
Like, aren't rock. Like groups
I'll tell you a band I really, really love.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
And they're called Papa Roach. And I'm going to tell you why.
You don't think they're rock and roll?
No. I'm just going to tell you why. In the 90s, they were everything that Steel Panther did not stand for. We were, like you say, Linkin Park, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
You know, they were like spiky hair, baggy jeans.
Yeah.
And we're like, fuck that.
Yeah.
We're, you know, fucking long hair, spandex. But now, man, I think they've transitioned into a heavy metal.
Yeah, they did. All the newer songs are more almost arena rocky.
Dude, but I'll be totally honest with you. First time I heard those guys, late 90s or something?
Yeah. It was late 90s.
Yeah, when they first came out, I didn't think that they were to me, it was
that riff was bitching.
It was like Maiden. It's like very Iron Maiden. I was actually like, oh, okay, these guys.
Yeah. By the way, we've all made up. Jacoby and I are friends again. And we had the drummer who was in our
video. I didn't know
video.
You guys weren't friends for a while.
Well, we put him in our song.
Listen, that's right. Yeah.
We fucked all their girlfriends.
Did they actually get mad at that?
No.
They got mad because we fucked their chicks.
And you know what he said to me? I ran into him at Starbucks. I was going to say hi to Spider.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And he goes, dude, thanks for putting me on your song. And I go, are you not bummed? He goes, fuck no, dude.
So they came in the studio. How many years ago was that, Shannon, when they were here in the studio, Papa Roach?
2019.
That'd be like four and a half years ago.
And one of our producers had rewritten the lyrics to Last Resort. Rewritten? as cock and balls instead of Last Resort. And it was all about a
cock and balls.
Coming out of the closet, guys, like, I'm sucking on Jim, sucking on Mike. Like, it was all like written. I said, all right, you have to perform this in front of Papa Roach in its entirety. And he goes, do you think they'll like it? I said, no, I don't think they're going to like it, but it's going to be fun to do. And we made him do it, and they fucking loved it.
Great.
I have a little bit of it if you want to
see
it.
Oh, can you show it? Yeah, please.
Of course we
do. Do I watch the screen?
That's good, Shannon.
Cover my life in semen. This is my shaft and balls. Suffocation on penis. Don't give a fuck if I'm covered in semen. This is my shaft and balls.
These are all your fans, guys. I hope you know. You're going to see a couple of those in the crowd tonight.
I love it.
Cover my life in semen. This is my shaft and balls. Suffocation on penis. Don't give a fuck if I'm covered in semen.
A lot of semen.
Do you even care that my anus is bleeding? Would it be wrong? Would it be right? If I suck a dick tonight, chances are that I might. Masturbation out of sight.
Oh my God.
And now I think
couple guys.
Tony gets up on stage. Yeah.
Phil, jacking off Mike. With somebody come in my eyes. Jacking off Phil. Jacking off
Mike. The whole song. He just wrote the chorus.
Yeah, he did the whole song.
He really went in.
God, you were.
Okay,
dude, so, you know, he wasn't reading the lyrics. He was like, he memorized it.
You know what? If he put a wig on, imagine how cool he would look.
whoa. A fucking wig?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Now you're crossing the line.
All right, sorry.
Let's keep it real.
All right. My bad.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Did you guys ever write a song that you're like, oh no, we can't, this is too much? Like, you pushed it?
No.
Never once?
Never. Never.
As a matter of fact, we're like, is this dirty enough?
I mean, it's
like, you know, we did 1987, which was a retrospective love song of 1987.
Love it. Yeah. And you have the 1987 guitar and pedal, right?
Right. Yeah, that too. So, you know, we really wanted to put that out first, but then we thought, no, we can't put that out first.
It's too mainstream.
It's too
It's an homage to a year, so we, and
so we put out "Never Too Late to Get Some Pussy Tonight."
Yeah, right, that's just, that's the key.
And right then there. The next single after 1987 was "Friends with Benefits."
Right, great. And also, by the way, my two favorites besides the Instagram one is "Magical Vagina."
Oh, ooh, "Magical Vagina."
It's a good song. Speaks to me. It really speaks good to me.
Your pussy, it casts a hex.
Yeah, that's another one of those songs that's fucking real. I mean, we've all, you know, anybody who loves pussy understands that. You know, when you get that magical vagina. I mean, not all the vaginas are magical vaginas.
That's for sure.
Can I ask you something? All magical vaginas.
Can I ask you something about magical vaginas?
What?
So, for you, what makes a vagina magical?
Well, special? I mean, listen, everybody's got a obviously it's subjective, right?
But yeah, totally.
I like a vagina that's well groomed.
Yeah. Nice. Do you want? It was a big topic on the show. Do you like hair or no hair on the vagina?
I'm okay with hair, but I like a vagina that's
landscaped,
not like it doesn't look like a car accident.
Copy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd rather taut lips than hangy lips.
I'm okay. Yeah. Listen, I've had both. I'm cool. I like vaginas that aren't that didn't used to be penises.
Yeah.
But what makes it magical for you?
Magical. Well, I like them tight. Yeah. I like them to taste good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You're very deep. I don't realize how deep you are, Zach.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a complicated.
You ever
guy.
Have you I'm ever been with a girl who's really hairy? Like my wife is Dominican.
Yeah.
And her
hold
girl,
on.
The girl.
Yuck. Okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
Sorry. The girl.
So fucking girl.
By the way, I'm making this up. I don't have a wife.
She's not Haitian. Right?
Yeah, she might be Haitian. Okay, cool. I don't know. She's hard. Yeah. She doesn't speak English.
Very porous border over there.
She's a good kid.
Right. Good kid.
Her wax lady got like COVID or something. I don't know, something, whatever.
Yeah, carpal tunnel from working
hard. Yeah, something like that.
She was out of business for a little while.
She hasn't been able to wax her bush in months.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it is like a black man's beard down there. You know what I mean?
Like ZZ Top.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
No, not like ZZ Top.
I made out with a couple black guys once.
Kind of like Apollo Creed's hair, but on her vagina.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, I was eating her box, and it was a lot of small curly pubes getting away.
Yeah, like
but I don't mind it because I love it.
By the way, that doesn't sound magical at all to me.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
but the inside is magical. She's Dominican. Yeah.
You know
fried
what?
Bananas in there.
Sometimes you gotta dig through. It's like you've been through the jungle with a machete.
Yeah.
It's sometimes, you know, you get
the DR. That's what they
you
do.
Gotta get
the machete.
Yeah, you gotta get through the first couple layers, and then when you get through the first layer, like it's cool after that. Like it's kind of like that with your tongue. Your tongue's a machete, and you just go in. You go in. You commit. You have to commit 100% to eating the vagina.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to dig through that first two or three, four, five layers of hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
you get to the vagina.
Bad.
Once you're in there, you're it's good.
You guys taught me something. I'm sorry. Because my girl also got a little chunky. We all got fat.
Yeah.
And I rolled her in some flour to see where
there
she was wet.
That's God exactly.
Yes. And for a while, I was like, I don't know where you're wet. I don't know what to do. And then I remembered,
by the way,
wait a second. Hold on.
Sunscreen works, too.
So you can roll her in sunscreen?
Yeah. It's a new one. I just figured it out.
You just figured that out. Just
big case.
But how would you know?
You got to use the 50. Oh, because it sticks white everywhere. It's not so much of a cleanup as the flour because it gets everywhere.
Okay, you know what I mean? Well, I'm half Italian, too, so my whole room looked like I was tossing pizzas.
Where are you from? Are you from the Bronx or something?
No,
I just kind of adapt to everybody's.
Oh, you just adapt.
Accent,
you're a chameleon. You just start fucking talking like they do everywhere. You fucking go.
I'm what you call a heavy metal people pleaser.
You are a fucking doormat is what you fucking are.
You got to fucking hit it with a critter, right? You got to fucking give it a shaka.
Yeah.
To this day, Big J's favorite line of any Steel Panther song is "A fat girl, I can't believe you're eating again." Every time he says it, he laughs. He said it last night.
You should whistle it to your wife when she goes to the fridge.
I will.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone has found the magical vagina on the Rock and Talk dating app?
I don't have any doubt. Somebody has.
I joined it.
I'm on it, but there's not a lot of people here in New York. It's probably more LA based or Vegas.
Yeah, right now it's regional as of right now, but we're spreading the word. Like
the good
do.
Thing about that dating app, though, is like, you know, if you go on Tinder or Bumble or some shit like that, there's like 99.9% bots and fake accounts.
Yeah.
And this is all real. There might
there's
only
like three or four bots, right?
There's only seven people on it, but they're all real.
They're all real.
So you know you're getting the real deal.
Yeah, I like that you have to say that you like Steel Panther before you'll see any matches, which I thought was kind of an interesting way to put it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I have a question about a song. About
go
a
whole, crazy.
A deep cut. Turn Out the Lights. Is that M. Shadows singing with you?
It is.
Yeah.
So that album, you had a bunch of guys pop up. Yeah. You don't give them any credit, which is fucking awesome.
Right.
Take no, that
we
money.
Did. We did.
No, I think we did.
I looked up. I didn't see any credit. Like, I looked at the album, it just says Steel Panther.
Well, we're feature. Not worried about giving them credit. So okay. If they don't get credit,
yeah, M Shadows used to come to our show a lot.
Really?
Yeah. All the band would hang out. They actually opened up for us when we were playing the Key Club every Monday night.
That's awesome.
And that's how we got to know them. Then they were like a totally revolutionary band for their style of music.
Yeah, yeah.
At the time, it was really cool. And they've, you know, they blew up, but they never changed. They're still, you know, cool dudes. And they offered to be on the record, and we did it. It was killer.
That whole album, you have M Shadows, and you have the guy from The Darkness.
Yep, he Justin jumps Hawkins.
Yep.
So and talented, then,
and,
motherfucker.
Oh,
man.
My God. And then you have fucking Nickelback show up. The guy from Nickelback, right?
Yep. And then Corey Taylor as well.
Yeah, Corey Taylor. Yep. So good.
For a while, it was like a national holiday. Every fucking Monday at the Key Club, you had to be at the Steel Panther.
Where
show.
Was this? In California?
Yeah, on Sunset Strip.
I wish.
Was wild. But and it was known that, I mean, everyone from fucking Dennis Rodman, all these fucking people would come up and sing with you guys.
Yeah.
Was there a favorite moment for you guys in that 10
years? Yes, trying to get Dennis Rodman off the stage. I swear to God.
Dennis didn't want to leave.
So big.
He's giant.
And he's super nice, but when he's drunk and gacked up, he will knock it off the fucking
really?
Stage.
Yeah,
and he's like, ugh! And I remember turning to the bouncer, this is like four songs in, and I'm like, God, I'm going to get rid of this guy. And I go to the bouncer, I go, get him off. He's like, fuck that, I ain't doing that shit.
Well, there's definitely some moments that stand out. I mean, we played the Sunset Strip for
years.
Like
14 years every Monday night, longest running weekly show in the history of Hollywood.
Oh, but yeah. I do remember a couple months, like the moment that, and this is pre, like, transitioning transsexual push because this must have been like 2008 or something like
that.
When we who was it the girl I don't even think she's alive anymore.
Oh, Arquette. Yeah.
What was the first
Alyssa?
No, it wasn't one of the Arquettes who had a show.
There was some,
but it was she was.
Arquette.
Before she fully transitioned, but she was looking.
Alexis.
She looked hot.
Alexis,
yeah.
Right, she was at her show.
I thought she was a girl.
Yeah, you thought she was a girl.
I called her on stage.
Mm-hmm. Called on stage.
Fucking hot. But then when she got up, I was like.
Got on stage. She started. You know what she started?
She was like, I want to sing Eye of the Panther. Is that okay?
She's walking up and down stage, and she was like strutting. And there was a dude. I remember we got this black dude in the front row. He got up. He started grinding on her and shit.
Nice.
And she had the microphone, and I was like, Are you a boy or a girl? I just threw that out there, and she looks at the fucking audience. She goes, well, what do you want me to do? Suck my own dick on stage? Like, no sooner had she said that than she fucking drops her skirt and has a penis. And as soon as you see she's got a penis, she sucks her own penis on stage.
Wow.
And the entire, I've never seen an audience, the entire audience mouths, I didn't know how to process it. It was fucking awesome. And she's like sucking her own dick. By the way,
that's wild.
Her dick's
like Gumby.
Her dick is
This wasn't an average penis.
No, it was long enough to stretch out and reach her mouth. And her asshole is like 2 feet from her drummer's face. And like the whole crowd is like, this is amazing. I can't stop watching. It's like watching a nuclear bomb go off. You're like, this is amazing. I'm burning my retinas right now, but this is the best thing I've ever seen. It was fucking crazy. Awesome.
Yeah,
the kids want to go see the Killers. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, go see the Killers.
Like,
they'll sing about the
Let's
lights
go to
of
Steel
Vegas.
Panther and learn about anatomy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Right.
How did you guys find Crobot and Tragedy to come on the tour? Was that your pick or that someone else?
I found them. I ran
you
into
found
Brandon
him?
At the unemployment line.
Is that how you found him?
Yeah, because his guitar player kicked him out too.
Oh,
so we were like trying to get some benefits and
Do you get involved with that at all or no?
You became friends with Benefits.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, we've known Brandon for a long time and
very clear, concise.
I thought that was the beginning of fucking that Van Halen song. Hot for teacher.
Bishop.
Do some Daily Rock,
man. Hey, I'll tell you what, okay? So what we're going to do here is we're going to do a little Ice Cream Man here for you right now, okay? I'm your Ice Cream Man. Stop and went passing by. I'm your Oscar man. Stop moving.
Okay, snap out of it.
Okay.
It's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it was so good.
It's amazing.
So epic.
I watched some David Lee Roth on Joe Rogan last night.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah. Oh, it's rough, but I'll tell you what, if you can weed through all the pubic hair and get to what he's saying, dude, that guy's
He's a genius.
He's
man.
A fucking genius.
Have you had a lot of interaction with him directly?
Well, you know, Diamond David Lee Roth and us have been hanging out for years.
He's
man.
The one guy who keeps calling us, asking us to write him some songs. But like, we can't do it.
You know, it's all about the songs, right? So if you get a good song and you get a good guitar player that's yeah. able to contray what you're trying to say.
Contray?
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. David
that's
Lee Roth.
Word of the day.
Yeah. Word of the day. Yeah, contray dude. By Michael Starr.
Hey now. Anyways, great times. I'll tell you, man. Having David Lee Roth.
You met him, right?
Yeah, I met him a couple times. And I know his business manager pretty well because she was our business manager for a while. Mm-hmm. Remember Jerry Leonard?
Jerry Leonard, yeah.
So she gave me her card. She goes, I'm managing him now, so if you want him to come to your show. I said, all right, cool. So I said, hey, we're playing to Roxy. Come up and sing with us. And he canceled like 2 days before.
Ah, that sucks. Yeah. That's too bad.
I don't blame him. I mean,
it's hard to be on stage after you.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
No, it's just hard because he doesn't have tracks, you know?
Right.
And I have tracks. Yeah. Well, so it doesn't matter if I'm sick or...
You're a very generous person.
Just trying to be nice.
You're a sweetheart. Yeah. You know, people say you're a fucking asshole, but you're really a sweetheart.
Thank you.
That was proof.
Thank you. Because I do care.
You do care.
David Lee Roth. He's a godfather of heavy metal, he for Christ's sake.
He is. He's fucking awesome.
Else is there?
Not much.
Can you name another lead singer?
Ozzy Osbourne.
That was totally
Ronnie
sexy.
James Dio.
Totally sexy.
Totally sexy, okay.
Fucking wore spandex, rocked hard, had the best guitar player in the world, then went crazy.
Phil Collins.
Mike Tramp.
Phil Collins. Wait! Wait!
Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels, I would say.
He's not crazy, though.
Axl Rose didn't go crazy either. Crap. No, who went crazy?
I'm talking about a fucking...
But I think he was always crazy.
But he did go different.
Yeah.
He's okay, so who... There's no other rock star that's done that.
Jim Dandy.
We just had Nile Rodgers coming out a couple weeks on STR, and he did one record with David Lee Roth.
Right.
And at the time they were recording, they would come into the strip club that I was a DJ at like every week because David just wanted to go.
Right.
And he would come into the DJ booth and just tell me Van Halen stories till 4 a.m. It was fucking wild.
That's
it was
awesome.
Great. And he would draw art, like sit there for hours and draw pictures. But he was always he's a little off.
He's eccentric, dude.
Yeah, definitely an eccentric dude.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, Satchel's really eccentric, dude.
Yeah, except for him, it just seems like crazy, not eccentric.
Yeah.
There's a big, fine line.
David Lee Roth could probably talk for an hour. I could talk for an hour. You could talk for more than an hour.
You got that right, baby boy. What's up?
So that's the power of cocaine right there.
The power of cocaine.
Speaking of cocaine, which one of you guys fucked 17 girls in a row?
Well, that's the thing. In order to join the band, that's something that you have to do. So until you can keep it up for 17 girls in a row, and that doesn't mean it has to last a long time.
Yeah.
No,
I got a question.
He did it in less than 10 minutes.
Dude, that's amazing.
You just put it
in and out, in and out, in and out.
It's got to be a minimum 5 in and out.
You don't have to blow your load on every girl.
No, fuck, dude. Could you imagine?
No, that would take way too long.
In a grocery store?
Yeah. No, that's the thing. You've got to do it in a grocery store before they can send security.
Oh, okay.
You know? So it helps if you're in like a Costco or something.
10 of them gave you a head.
Yeah.
So the other ones were just like, just fuck me, get it over with.
Right.
The other ones were like, I'd polish you first.
But you know how girls are. They all vary in the type of way they do fellatio.
True.
Some are good, some are bad.
Yeah. And just because 10 of them gave you head doesn't mean you didn't fuck. You still had to fuck them.
Yeah.
So 10 of them... They don't have to suck your dick, but they definitely got to take it.
They don't have to, but they're not leaving if they don't.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
It sounds crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like, how can you believe the story, right?
Crazy
about
that.
But, you know, all our songs are written and based in true reality.
First-person perspective, almost all of them.
We're not just bullshitting people like some of these fucking bands.
Yeah.
We're writing about real life experience. That's
How about that other band? 10,000 Lovers. That's impossible.
10,000 Lovers. Well, I mean, maybe.
10,000
Sure, that could happen. I'll admit that could happen, but that's going to take at least 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, one tour of Steel Panther, at least.
Right. One short tour.
All right. Before we wrap up with these guys, any other questions you want to ask them?
Oh shit! I just had one in my head, and it just fucking 17 girls in a row.
Well, while you think about it, we got a brand new pedal. It's called the 1987 pedal.
Got a brand new record.
I'm telling you right now. You plug your guitar into it.
What if I can barely play guitar like me?
That's the beauty of this pedal. Okay. You plug your guitar, whether you can play or not.
Okay.
Yeah. You think he plug can
it
play?
No.
I'm a guitar hero.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Guitar hero. Yeah. Plug it in the amp. It takes you your guitar tone back to 1987.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Wow. I'm not blowing like trying to sell the pedal. I don't need to because I got plenty of those at home. don't know what that means, but
it plays. That means they're really not selling. That means.
Are they in boxes?
Yeah, they're in boxes.
Come on.
I'm like, Mom, yeah. Give me one. But no. But no, it's a really great pedal. Satchel designed it. It sounds killer. Sticks and Satchel designed the artwork while I was at the beach. Awesome. And it just, I was so stoked. I was tan and the pedal came out killer.
That works out perfectly. And it's a 1987 pedal, probably available at steelpantherrocks.com, I imagine. You can find a link for it.
Yeah, I think it's steelpantherrocks.com. You go to, we have a merch store there, which, by the way, saved us during the pandemic. You know, because we weren't working and people had nothing to do, so they're just buying stuff from our store, which is great.
We got a lot of good merch.
On your YouTube, you put out these Who's Your Daddy, like dad jokes. Yeah. What's your favorite dad joke so far?
Mm.
There's some good ones.
I stole one of them.
I mean, listen, they're not all created equal, and that's why I'm basically like powering through and winning most of those battles.
Okay.
Like, because, and it's also the delivery. I mean, like, my delivery is spot on. You can look at any of those videos, and I never crack a smile. And Michael has a really hard time saying a joke. He has a hard time understanding the jokes as well. So
what do you mean?
That's
if he can't, if he can't understand them, how is he going to say them?
He can't laugh at them because he doesn't know what
I'm just
mean.
A naturally laughy guy. Because I want you to like me.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite one? The one I stole was the, if you donate a kidney, you're a hero. If you donate five, they call the cops. I did steal that one. I like
that's
that
one. That's a good one.
Yeah. Who said that one?
I think he said that one.
I did. Oh. That's one of mine.
That's cool. Who wrote that?
I wrote it.
You're fucking so funny.
You know, they're all public domain, so I fucking wrote them all. I bought these shoes. I bought these shoes off a drug dealer. I don't know what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all week.
It's not bad.
That's a good
one.
It's
not bad. It's a good one.
I'll give it.
I looked down.
That's it. What do you got?
I can't think of one.
Come on, man.
I got reminded that you guys are regular people when I look down.
That
and I
shoes?
See, yeah, you guys. Yeah. Where you're like Dr. Scholl's running shoes. Yeah, like up here, it's like fucking Dev talk.
Did you hear? I got the old man Asex, bro.
Dude.
Did you hear about the CEO of IKEA?
Yeah.
Just got elected the president of Sweden.
Really?
Yeah, they said he should have his cabinet assembled by the end of next week.
It's not bad.
Oh, because they got to build all
they
the furniture.
Build it, yeah.
I think we got
to
wrap it up.
You're not supposed to tell everybody what it means.
That is funny.
It's fucking good shit.
All right, so the boys are currently on tour with the On the Prowl tour.
Hey!
Crobot and Tragedy on as well tonight.
Tragedy. I just want to give Tragedy a shout out.
Love them. They did the show not long ago. They're fucking
fantastic
guys.
Great players. Really fun to be on tour with.
They give great blowjobs.
And Crobot, they know we're their bros. They've been with us. This is like the second tour with them.
Right, and they do anal with you guys.
Yeah, they do. And they pay us a fucking
shit. The show as a whole is a really fun night.
It's a great show. It's a great lineup.
So you get some dinner. Have some drinks. Go see Tragedy. It's worth seeing.
Tragedy's awesome. Yeah, they do. If you don't know, they do heavy metal versions of like Bee Gees songs and
disco
songs. Yeah. It's fucking awesome. They are great.
Oh, hell yeah.
David Lee Roth would love them.
They sing great.
The reason why David came up to talk to me at the strip club is because of the disco songs I was playing.
Yeah, he loves disco.
He fucking loved disco.
Yeah. Bozy, bozy, bop. Hey, man. Zitty, bop.
Those disco songs had a lot of hooks.
Yes. Yeah. Anything else you guys want to plug before we wrap this up?
Yeah, go to Satchel's Instagram.
Yeah.
Steelpanther.com.
You run it.
No, it's just too much time.
At Steel Panther on Instagram, steelpantherrocks.com.
Go to Michael Starr on Instagram. It's pretty cool. I like to post pictures of Satchel.
Hikes. You go on hikes.
Yeah. Oh, and, you know, I'm going to start filming these guys because they always watch I want to.
You film us watching your Instagram?
Yeah.
Jacking off.
That's so hot.
Figs, your plugs?
At Comic Mike Figs. Check out the YouTube, all that stuff. Forget that. Go to Irving Plaza tonight. Fucking see Steel Panther. Get the new album. I'm going to come in. VIP fucking passes. I'll be there.
Yes. He's going to be there pantsless.
Hell yeah. Pantsless. I'm going to go on stage, show my little fucking show.
Ding dong.
Fuck it.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, I got another plug.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, listen. We got a brand new record out. It's called On the Prowl.
Yeah.
It's we printed it on vinyl, CD, and cassette. You can get all that stuff at steelpantherrocks.com. I suggest you get them. They're really great collectibles.
Yeah, and they're going to go up in price as soon as we die, which could be any day.
That's good. Any day now.
Yeah, they're really cool. The artwork for this tour is just amazing across the board. Our staging is all brand new. It looks killer. And we're just having the time of our life right
now. He's singing better than he's ever sang. He's
lip syncing better than he's ever sang.
Updated the tracks, is that one?
Yeah, the tracks are great.
I had to update it because my old tracks sound like me younger.
Yeah, you're an old man.
Shannon, your plugs?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to The Thing Is Ding, hosted by me and Mike Figgs. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Guests come on, they tell their own personal stories about their worst date experience, time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
All right, first I would like to say, it didn't go unnoticed that Figgs did not plug the same podcast.
I'm sorry, this is about Steel Panther.
And number two,
I'm not trying to steal their fucking life, because I'm big on TikTok. 22,000 followers.
Jesus Christ. Wow, that's amazing.
Is that big?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We ask everyone this at the end of the shows. I don't think we asked you guys this when you did the Zoom. Shannon's and Figgs' show is about dating, fighting, and ghosts.
Oh, that's great.
Don't answer until we all chime in on this.
Okay.
Do you guys believe in ghosts? I'm going to say no across the board. What do you think?
I don't know. They're artists, you know, intellectuals. Yeah, I'm going to go no, too.
Shannon?
I'm going to say yes, and it's because I feel like when people come in that tour a lot of different places, chances are they may have stayed in a place where something weird happened.
Right. Well, something weird means something different for Steel Panther, but do you guys believe in ghosts or not?
I believe in everything at this point, because the world has gotten very, very strange.
For me, I'm kind of in the middle, man. You know, because I believe that there
No, dude, you have to say yes or no.
You have to say yes or no.
Oh, it's yes or no?
Yes, then.
All right, yes, I'm wrong.
And I want to tell you why.
Let's hear it.
Okay, because you think about, if you ever called your buddy and they pick up and go, hey, what's up? I was just thinking about you, bro. It's so weird that you called. I feel like we're all connected in some way.
Yeah.
And I think the music connects us together. And when I'm on stage jamming, I sometimes will look up, and I see Kurt Cobain like floating over here, all crying and bummed out.
Yeah.
And then I see like Bon Scott going, fuck yeah, you know? And it's just like, I don't know if that's a ghost or, you know, or a hallucinogenic thing, bro. But I'll tell you what, man, I think that we're all connected.
Well said, dude.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah. Say hallucinogenic one more time.
Hallucinogenic, man. Dude.
I saw Selena out there, man.
She was cool. She was naked and dancing on a pole.
All right, follow me. Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness is called The Good Sugar Podcast, and we're opening up our first store on 3rd Avenue 69th Street. It will be open by the time this is out next week, so come down and check us out, and we'll play a song off the new album. Because it is my favorite, we're going to do Magical Vagina.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and I thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks for having us.
See you next time on the SDR Show.
I love you. The things I want.
vagina. Your vagina, your vagina. I'm in love with your vagina. I am so.
Show.